Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. Just to our 7 returning listeners, welcome back. To our new listeners that may be joining us, we're so glad you're here. My name is Chris. I am one of your hosts, and I am joined by the more comfortable Tina.
Relaxed.
I was trying to think. I'm not good when I'm trying to come up with something right there, like something snazzy. If I don't just say what I'm normally doing to say, and I'm trying to say something snazzy, I freeze. I'm a freezer is what I am. But I said you're more comfy because you're not, normally you sit in one of our like kitchen bar stools and you're like, I don't like that. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, I wanted something different to be more comfortable while I talk.
So you took a chair out of Lily's room, like a more comfortable chair, and yeah, that's what you're sitting in.
I took her chair she sits at her desk with and thought, you know, I'm going to try this. I already feel relaxed.
Yeah.
I already feel comfy, like I'm ready to talk.
Well, Christy, I would say that this is the first episode of 2024, but that's not true.
No.
It is the first episode that we have recorded in 2024, but the last episode we did, we recorded it on New Year's Eve, and it was available on New Year's Day. So for us, it's the first episode of 2024, but for everybody else, it's their second.
Yep. So I'd say it's the second podcast of the
year. I mean, it is technically, as far as what is published. I'm just saying for us.
You think people's going to be able to hear me? Can you hear me okay? My number's good?
I mean, you look great to me.
Okay.
And the numbers look good, too. You know what I'm saying, Tina?
You know, I don't know what I'm talking about when I look over there at the computer screen. I just want to make sure you can hear me. So, because I feel like I'm a little bit lower, so I'm having to hold my head up a little bit to talk.
Yeah. But you sit back, you can just move this microphone over to you, right?
Well, it won't go very far. See, that's as far as it'll go.
Well.
Second episode of the new year.
Okay. All right.
To me.
Well, very good. Well, Tina, it is 2024, and by the time the podcast comes out, it'll be 8 days into the new year. Mm-hmm. This is day number 7, a full week, so to speak. That almost is hard to believe, that we're already 7 days into 2024. How's your 2024 going? Everything going well for you so far? You enjoying it? Loving it?
I feel like we're having a good start to the new year.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't have any complaints. I don't have anything to, no grievances that I know of. Now, I may come across a grievance, because sometimes we carry grievances in our heart and we don't even realize them. So you may get a random grievance, but I have no planned grievances today.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. So I'm doing great.
Oh, I'm shaking my camera.
Well, let's do this. Let's jump into our first segment. We do this every time we do the podcast. It's a segment that we call What's New. Let's talk about what's new, what's been happening in our world since the last time we did the podcast. Tina, do you have anything new that you want to talk about?
We've got a couple things that have transpired this past week. You got things to talk about?
Well, the only thing really that I could think about,
and everybody's going to want to know
what's mm-hmm. my new.
Well, if we're talking about the same thing.
Well, here's my new is Monday, or no, Tuesday. I was riding down the road, coming home from work, first day back to work. Now, let me just say this. I like what I do for work. But there is something about being on a vacation and then coming back to work that's a challenge, because you get out of your routine. Like, I felt like the week off, we had developed some bad habits. We were staying up super late, watching TV late, later than what normal. This is going to freak some people out. But you normally go to bed around 9 o'clock. I mean, that's kind of like your marker. Right there, to go to bed around 9 o'clock. We were going to bed at 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, watching TV. We were wild. Like, we were off the chain. So anyway, I'm kind of rambling here, but the whole deal was I'd gone to work, and it was just kind of like one of those, all right, I got to get back. I'm like making myself get back into the routine of things. And riding down the road, coming home, I got a phone call from Wayne. Wayne's the car guy. Wayne's the car guy that's had the Jeep for like 9 months. How long did he have the Jeep? He took it in.
We hadn't had it the whole summer. In June, we didn't have it.
Okay.
We may not have had it at the end of May.
All right. So Wayne's had, let's just say since May. So that would be June, July, August, September, October, November. 7 months. All right. We haven't had this Jeep. Never. Honestly, we never thought we'd see it again.
2 more months. It would have been about as long as a pregnant lady carries a baby.
We almost had Wayne. Well, I was going to say Wayne almost had our baby, but that's not inappropriate. But nonetheless, yes, he had the Jeep for a long time. He calls me, and Wayne is so nonchalant. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, I say, Wayne, what's up? He's like, hey, man. He said, your Jeep's ready. I was like, what? Like, all right, no. Not only has Wayne had the Jeep, I've not heard from him in all this time. I would text him, and then he would text me back, but like, there's been no communication. He's not like said, we're working on it, we hadn't forgot about you. It's just kind of like, it's been gone.
Well, you've texted to say, hey, what's the status on the Jeep? Look for the part or whatever. And then he maybe would have responded with something.
Yeah, oh yeah, but he's not texting me.
Right.
I'm texting him, and then he's texting me back.
Which, I mean, we've missed the Jeep, but, I mean, what we thought we were going to spend on it was like, well, we might as well just keep the Jeep till we could afford it. So
Wayne, anyway. Wayne calls, he's like, Jeep's running. I was like, what?
You mean it crank?
I said, you mean it cranked up for you? And I don't want to get back into that debate, crank or crunk. We've talked about that before.
Because of the Jeep.
I was like, it cranked up. And he was like, he said, it cranks up. He said, you're good to go. And then Wayne said, we've been looking for a part. So now Wayne tells me what's been going on. I've heard nothing from Wayne in 7 months. Now Wayne says, we were looking for the part. We had a brand new one was going to cost you $3,000. And I was trying to find one out of a junkyard. He said, ordered a part. They sent in the wrong thing. Ordered another part. They sent in the wrong thing. Had to send both of those back. He said, finally, I got the right part in. We got it put in. He said, took us about an hour to put it in. He said, you're good to go. Come pick it up. Mm-hmm. I said, how much is it going to cost? He said, well, the part is about $400. You got to pay some labor. He said, it only took us an hour to put it in. He said, that's about it.
That's crazy.
So Wayne came through all this time that we were borderline about to have a grievance with Wayne. I think you already had grievances with Wayne, but Wayne came through.
Sometimes I have grievances with people and they never know it.
Yeah.
You know.
Would you like to air some of those now? I don't have grievances, but would you like to air some grievances?
No, I don't air grievances normally. Now I do with you, but.
Yeah, I appreciate that too. I love that.
I think everybody loves to hear our grievances with each other.
Yeah.
That's what keeps us going sometimes.
Sometimes that's all we got to talk about is our grievances.
And that's probably the best episode right there.
Ganker worries about our relationship sometimes. He's like, y'all okay? Y'all need to come. Y'all need some mediation?
We got this, Ganker. We got this.
So anyway, the Jeep is back. We didn't expect it.
Yes, I mean, that's a big, big, big what's new for us.
It's huge.
It was so exciting that I went out there and cleaned it.
Yep.
And then clean my car.
Yep.
Now I had to put that in the shop.
Yep.
So that's the next for another day.
That's the next thing is we've got to do some stuff with our vehicle, but the Jeep's back. So that's I think that's a big what's new. That's probably the biggest what's new that I could think of.
Well, my trees are still up. That's really big news for some out there.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't said anything.
Well.
I'm at the point where I'm thinking some pretty pink hearts would be pretty on it. I just hadn't wanted to take it down, folks.
You did take down the Christmas decorations.
The decorations are down, but the glow of the lights on the tree. What is the 7th and they're still up? I wonder if anybody else is still up.
I would. It's unlikely.
If your tree is still up or alive or whatever you still got, let us know on Instagram. If he posts a little link or whatever, just put your Christmas tree with the arrow up.
I will say
this. Our Christmas tree with the arrow down, and I'll know what you mean.
I'm not going to say anything, but I think it's past time.
Well, I mean, that's okay to think it. I don't think it's hurting anybody, and where I have it, it is out of the way, and I like it. So as long as you say, it's okay, Christy, I'm going to keep it up till I decide to just take it down.
I mean, I think that... I mean,
I know what you think.
You can do what you want to do.
I know what you think.
But yes, we still have. Now, the girls.
They cleaned
they've
everything.
They've taken their trees down. Why? Like, because Christmas is over.
Yeah. I did see, what was it, yesterday? Was National Take Your Tree Down Day?
Oh, was it?
I think so. News Channel 12 posted it. So it was, you can go look.
I'm gonna look
it was
at
either yesterday
here.
Or the day before.
I'm just gonna ask Google a question.
I think it was yesterday, which would have been Saturday. When was National Take Your Tree Down? I'm pretty sure because I read it, and I seen some look like pictures of older ladies saying, my tree's still up, thinking about leaving up all year. You know, and I'm like, I may be with the older ladies in this. I'm pretty sure I'm right.
You know, I saw a church, like a Facebook, feed of a live church service, and this was surprising to me. They still had their Christmas stuff up.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. Okay, I just Googled the question, what percentage of people take their Christmas tree down in January? CBS News was the first thing that responded. It said most Americans do. According to an opendoor.com survey, which found that 84% of the people that responded said they took their Christmas decorations in, they took down their Christmas decorations in January, where 51%, I guess, of the people, they aimed to do it by New Year's Day, but didn't make it.
Or thereafter, so.
Or thereafter, so.
So some people probably still rocking some decor. When we came home, was it today? Our neighbor was taking their yard decor down. Good. I'd already taken that stuff down. It's just the tree. I've kept it up with no ornaments.
You know, I saw a tree on Reels the other day, and it really may be the solution for us in this. It was like, it looked like a ping pong table, and it had wheels, and you rolled it out, and then it like unfolded, and then you put something around it, around the wheels. And it was a tree, and then it was, and then when you got done, you just wheeled it out. Maybe we need a contraption like that where you can just wheel your tree around more easily.
Just anywhere in the house?
Well, I mean, just out into the garage where we can't see it. You know, I think, honestly, the garage probably needs two Christmas trees. We happen to have two in our house. They would look good out there. Just a thought.
I'm not ready yet.
Okay. I'm just wondering.
So,
all right.
I'm more on the verge of cleaning out closets than I am taking down a tree. I have the urge to do that. Because clean out everything. But I don't want to do that either. But that's more of an urge
all right,
for
what
me.
What you than, just said is actually, you just contradicted yourself. You said, I have the urge to do it, but I don't want to do it. Do you feel like that's a contradictory?
No, I mean, you have the urge sometimes to go on a diet, but you just don't want
to.
Oh, wow. I'm just giving you an example.
Wow.
So I'm just thinking,
sometimes
people have the urge to do stuff, but then they don't do it yet.
So you get the idea.
The itch of, oh, I really should do this.
So it's not like an urge as much as it's like you get the idea, but then you don't have there's no initiative to the idea.
No mojo yet. No motivation yet. Now, that's not saying I won't have it tomorrow, but
Yeah. That sounds like a great thing to do tomorrow.
I will while say I'm at work. I would probably clean the closet out before I took the tree down. If sure. that, if I had a plan to do that. Because I am a planner, so you know I'm going to plan it.
Okay.
So, but yeah, the tree's still up, so that's probably something else that's new.
I don't know that that's new. That's been around since November.
Yeah.
Which I guess in time it makes sense because typically you like to put the tree up like end of September, October. Mm-hmm. And so I guess in time we're about the same. Anything.
Anyway.
What else new do you have? Anything else you can think of?
Emma went back to school on Thursday, so kind of getting back in the swing of things, kind of getting us back on schedule. She's having a hard time going to sleep. Because she's you know, on that weird schedule we had. She started all new classes, so it's like the first day of school all over again with new teachers.
Yeah. Well, she didn't go to school till Thursday.
Yes.
So
that's what I said.
She only had to do, like, I feel like I'm better about it as far as like getting back into my sleep schedule, better. But she only had 2 days, and then she was off again on Saturday. Of course, we have Sundays. We have to get up early. Mm-hmm. So, but even, like, last Sunday, we got up late because we only had two services.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
We're shooting a breeze on the second podcast of the year.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything.
Okay. Well, speaking of the new year, Tina, mm-hmm. you actually mentioned something about ideas, okay? And I'm gonna jump off of that thought. You know, new year, you come into a new year, it's often a good place for people to start over. It's a fresh start. Now, I would also like to just offer this piece of, I don't know, wisdom, perspective, I think is the right word. Offer this piece of perspective, okay?
Okay.
I think Monday, every Monday, is a great place to start. So if you didn't do something great last week, start Monday. Anyway, that's a different thing. But New Year, you know, a lot of people set resolutions. I've talked about this last week. I don't necessarily set resolutions, but I have goals, different things I want to do, maybe things I didn't do good last year. I want to do better. We just started our time of prayer and fasting at the church. And so that launched today. So that kicks off, you know, during the new year, all that kind of good stuff. So I looked up, what are the 10 most common goals that people tend to set for themselves for the new year? Without looking at the list, do you want to guess maybe what some would be?
I would think losing weight.
Okay, that's number one. That is the number one thing. Well, okay, I take that back. That's number two.
Save money.
Yep, that's number six.
Okay. Buy a car.
Buy a car. No, that's not on the list. I think you're thinking about yourself.
Clutter.
Clean yeah, okay. Clutter. That is one. Get organized. Number three.
Okay. Take a vacation.
Number nine. Travel more. Yeah.
That's so good.
Think of anything else?
Resolve problems. Like make amends.
I don't see that on there, but I think that's a great one.
Oh, good. I'm glad you think that.
I think that's a great, that should be a great goal.
Okay.
But it's not in the top 10 on this list.
Get more sleep. Relax. Read a book. I don't know. I mean, I would think lose weight, save money.
All right. So all of those are on there. Here's the list. Exercise more.
Yes, exercise.
Was number one.
Can I look? Okay.
Yeah, you can look now. Exercise more was number one.
I said learn a new skill.
Then lose weight. Or number three, get organized, mm-hmm. which is something that you've been talking about doing. Mm-hmm. I want to come back to that one in just a second. Okay. Learn a new skill or hobby. Number five, live life to the fullest. Now, that's kind of vague because you know, some one person's live life to the fullest may be different than somebody else's. Like one person may be thinking they're living their best life just staying at home all day, where others may want to travel or whatever. So number five, live life to the fullest. Number six, save more money, spend less money. That's definitely one of mine. Number seven, quit smoking. Also one of mine.
No, it's not.
Just kidding. Just kidding. All right. Number eight, spend more time with family and friends. Number nine, travel more. And number 10, read more.
I said several of those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I want to go back to, you already kind of mentioned it and talked about wanting to declutter the closets. This idea of decluttering is a pretty big thing, but to be honest, it seems like a lot.
You know, there's a problem with decluttering in our home. There's a problem. We talked about this a little bit on the way home. And in the Lotz household, we'll all get in this mood. Like, the girls have their bedrooms, you have your office, you know. Anytime that we want to declutter, that would require taking whatever's in the room that you normally hang out in the most. It means taking whatever is in that room that you don't want to take it out of that room, and it has to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, it's going in the garage.
Yeah.
Or our closet. Because our closet's the biggest
closet. I don't put stuff in our closet. You're looking at me like you don't agree.
No, you don't, because do you know where you put your stuff?
I put stuff on the couch.
There's no reason to use our closet.
Yeah.
Because there's that big brown couch in there that has everything that you own, from
everything I need.
20 boxes of shoes to 2 baskets of clothes.
But I want to, all right, yes, but I don't want to forget something that you said earlier that I think is a great idea, but go ahead.
So
go ahead with your grievance.
There's no reason for you to put any clothes.
I don't put stuff in the closet.
Why use a closet when our builders built us a closet when you have a couch to throw everything on?
Yeah, I don't. I don't use it.
So
I hang my clothes up in there sometimes. Like my some stuff sometimes.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so what you're talking about is people putting stuff into the garage.
Just saying, it goes from one place to the next. So we may unclutter a room.
All right. This is not a grievance, but this was a conversation earlier.
But then it goes somewhere else.
I just made the statement that you put more stuff in the garage than anybody does. You place things out there. And you mentioned some things that I placed, which were about 3 boxes.
Mm-hmm.
But our garage, which we had cleaned out because of the nice lady that rented that roll-off.
And time to do it again,
I'm hoping
lady.
She does it again, to be
time
honest.
Time to do it again there, lady.
I wonder.
Send her a card. Is it time for
that's what I'm
getting
hoping.
That dumpster again?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. Yeah. But nonetheless, the amount of things that you have placed in the garage is probably quadruple, if not more, to the amount of things that I have placed in the garage.
Do we remember all of that yard equipment that's sitting out there?
Those things belong in the garage.
Just because they belong in the garage, it counts. It counts for clutter.
You know what I think I need to get this year?
Because it is cluttered.
For the garage, I need to get one of those wall organizers for my yard equipment.
You know what? Tina ain't hanging it. We better hire somebody to come hang that. Maybe it'll fall off.
Look at these shelves back here. They hadn't fallen one time.
We hadn't talked.
We're
talking about
that. I'm not worried about it. I got it.
Go ahead.
I forgot what I was saying. Anyway, areas to declutter. Now, when I think about declutter, and I think about it more broad, like, do you declutter your friend list, your contact list? I couldn't find a list. I was looking for like ideas of things like that. I couldn't find that on the internet. But I did find 10 areas of your home that you should or could declutter. Mm-hmm. So here's what I want to do. Let's play a game.
You ask me and I'll tell you if it's decluttered or not.
All right. I read through this list. We could probably stand to declutter all of these areas. Almost all of them.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
So how's the game? Am I going to give you a thumbs up if it's cluttered?
I think, all right, let's say if I'll read it And you say...
Cluttered or not cluttered?
Yes. In its present state.
Okay.
Current state.
This is going to be embarrassing, but okay. Okay.
All right.
This is true stuff.
Now, this is the list that's on this website, the Simplicity Habit. And these are areas of your home that should be decluttered. All right. And we're just going to say if ours need that or not. All right. The pantry.
Cluttered.
Yeah. Okay. The kitchen.
Kitchen what?
Just the kitchen in general. How would you separate it?
Oh, it's probably cluttered. Drawers, cabinets, yeah. Counters.
You're one of
refrigerators.
The...
I mean, you name it all. There's a little bit of clutter everywhere.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You know it's true, too. We're not going to elaborate. But I'll just say if you come over, I'll have to point you in the right direction where the silverware drawer is. So you're not shocked when you open them, like, whoa, that is not where it is.
Well, that's because you have junk drawers. You're a junk drawer gal.
I have watched a reel where people dump their whole drawers in the trash, and I don't understand. I clean the junk drawer, but there's still stuff in the junk drawer that I have to keep in case we need it.
What if we just went in there this week and just everything in there just went in the trash? Would we miss it? Is there anything in there that we would miss?
Well, like I have a screwdriver drawer for my tools. I mean, I've got places. And when you need batteries, like the garage door opener thing the other day, it quit working. And guess what I had in the junk drawer?
That is true.
I had a battery to fit that, and I put it in, and it works again. So that's why you have a junk drawer in your home.
Yep. So that battery has sat in there for the last 4 years, and luckily we needed it the other day.
No, that's not true.
Okay. All right. So I don't think we have one of these. Linen closet? I know what it is. It's like where you would put like blankets and towels.
Oh, we got...
That nobody wants to use, that kind of stuff.
Oliver.
But all of that stuff is thrown up above the washer.
Oh, that's just one place we put it. I mean, we've got several closets that I've got blankets and sheets and stuff in.
Just, yeah.
But I wouldn't say that it's cluttered. I'll say it's cluttered. I mean, if you open them up
actually,
in the house,
the place that should be the linen closet, so to speak, is actually full of board games that we don't play.
Yeah. I wanted to have a place to put games.
All right, the entryway of our home.
Well, there's two.
I would say like the front door, main door.
It's not cluttered at the moment. But the other room, coming from the garage.
Yeah, that's the laundry room.
Have we got, is that on the list?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe.
Oh, well, we know what that's going to be.
Kids' bedrooms.
At the moment, Emma's is not cluttered.
Emma's room looks really nice. Mm-hmm. Very, she's got it nice. And organized.
Lily, I won't talk about Lily's room. She may not want anybody to know it's cluttered.
All right, clothes. This is something that this list suggests that you should declutter is clothes.
Oh, yeah, we're declutter.
Tell everybody what you told me in the car that I agree with, and I think I want to do this.
I watched a reel, and it was a lady talking about how stressed moms are all the time. And one of the things they get stressed about is what they're going to wear the next day because when they go in the closet, 80% of what's in their closet, they don't even wear. And she said that you need to get rid of 80% of the clothes in your closet and just have a couple articles of clothing to choose from.
That's so true. That is so true because, like you said, most of the clothes I wear are not even in my closet. And all the stuff that's in the closet... It's stuff I don't even use.
Some of my stuff would be ancient. If I took it to Goodwill, they might look at it and think, who wears this nowadays? Because I don't even wear it. But it's hanging up thinking, I'm thinking I might wear this one day. But probably not.
Hey, can I tell the story about the time that it's been a long, 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 long time ago. We were at a South Carolina camp meeting. Now, if you're not familiar with a camp meeting.
Why would you talk about this?
I just asked.
Why would you talk about this?
I just thought about it because you said that you have ancient clothes and it made me think about it.
Do you remember what it looked like?
It was blue and it had white on it.
I think your mama bought that for me.
So
camp, I don't know what we
if you're not familiar it. With camp meeting. It's a big church service. All the churches that are part of that state, they come together. Mostly it's pastors or, you know, people that work at a church is typically what this group is. But there are other people that just like going to church that go to camp meeting. It used to be a much bigger thing, like, before the modern era, I would think. Anyway.
Well, I follow people that still go there.
Yeah, they still have them.
It's still a big thing. We just
They still do them. And in our network of churches, every state does their own. You go to it. Anyway. We were newly married. I mean, we hadn't been married very long. And you were wearing a dress. And I thought the dress was very nice. I thought that you looked pretty in that dress. And then we saw this older lady with the same dress on.
Was I wearing it the same night? I don't think
so. I don't think you were wearing it the same night. But I remember saying, don't you have that dress? And then I don't know if you wore that dress anymore.
Needless to say, I was like, I second guess my wardrobe the rest of the time, thinking, who's going to dress up like me tonight?
I'll say this about it, Tina. She was dressing up to your level. You were not dressing down to her level because you wore that dress beautifully, Tina.
Well, I mean, it was to the floor.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I need to say, I don't think I ever wore it ever again.
I don't think you wore that dress anymore.
It went to Goodwill.
All right. The only reason I thought about it is because you said something about having ancient clothes. It reminded me of that story.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know why. All right, number seven, the bathroom.
Cluttered. I mean, I don't know if there's any room in our house that's not cluttered by the entryway.
Number eight, storage areas. So this would be like the basement, the garage, the attic. I would say our attic is not cluttered.
Have you not been up there?
Nope.
Well, we only have a little space to go up there.
Yeah.
And there's stuff up there.
Is there?
Yeah.
You put stuff up there? Mm-hmm.
It doesn't need to be up there. We probably could throw it away and not miss it at all.
I'm going to Google, what are the signs of being a hoarder?
I'm not a hoarder.
All right, here we go. Number nine, the office. My office is cluttered.
If we were to spin the camera space, around, you'd be like, wow.
Yeah, this space is very cluttered.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm.
I would say that a lot of the cluttering, though, is because of stuff that you've put in here.
Okay. It's got to go somewhere. If it's bills, it's going in here.
Yeah. So, then number 10, the craft room. We don't have a craft room.
We do have a craft station under the under the kitchen.
Yeah, we do.
And it's cluttered. So, that's why if people's going to show up at our house, they need to let us know so we can hide a little bit of the clutter.
Okay. All right.
And I'm sure we're not the only people with clutter in the home, but maybe we're just real messy. Maybe. And I don't, you know, people that we know are not.
Well, you know, like.
But we live here. I mean, I think if you have kids.
I would say we are not dirty people.
No, we're just.
But we're not like clean freaks.
Right.
So, I don't know how else to say that. like our home is not dirty.
No.
We don't have bugs and stuff.
No. But it's not spick and span.
No.
You know, that's how.
Like, if you're coming over, we got to pick some stuff up, kind of thing. Like, we can't be surprised with guests.
But I keep the living room and the kitchen clean. It's just not neat.
Yeah.
You know, we're not neat people, so.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to say it.
If you come here, you're going to feel right at home if you're, like, clutter. Yeah. Just look over it and enjoy the time while you're here.
Maybe on another episode, we'll look up the characteristics of hoarding and see if we qualify.
I'm not hoarding too much because when the dumpster lady did have the dumpster out there, we were throwing away like all of Lily's boxes of kindergarten stuff, I was like, I don't ever need this. And I threw it away. And I think a hoarder would probably just keep it. And I didn't.
Sounds like something a hoarder would say. I don't know. All right, Tina. It is a new year. We've talked about that several times this episode. How about we get into some new year news? Weird news, okay. So to speak. This is a segment we do where we just talk about new weird news articles. And so it's It's only 7 days into the new year, but it doesn't mean that weird things have not already happened in the news. And so I thought that we would talk through a couple of them. Now, how this works, if you're not familiar, is we don't read articles. We only read the headlines. So we don't have details, but we're just reading what the headline of the story is. Okay. So the first one, we found this on Fox News. This is probably the best one of all the stories. Have you heard about this? I actually saw this on TV. In Pennsylvania, a dog eats. Here's the headline. Dog shocks Pennsylvania family by chowing down on $4,000 in cash and shredded all over the room.
Hmm.
What do you think about this?
That's why we don't have a dog. That would be very sad.
So I actually saw when Fox News interviewed this family, I was watching it. And so they were able to recover some of the cash that was laying around. But then the vet said, you know, they were worried about their dog's health. They said, as long as he's, you know, eating and pooping, that's fine. And they said, but if you want to recover some of that money, you're going to need to sift through some poo. And so for about, I can't remember how long, but over a period of time, they would get the poo and then they would find pieces of the money and get it out. And then they would tape it back together.
Really?
Yep. That's what they said they did.
I don't think there's any scenario that I would do that.
You wouldn't follow your dog around. So let's just say the dog had $1,000 in poo.
I don't think I love money enough that I would sift through poop.
Man, I would not want to do it. Mm-mm. But if there's $1,000 hidden in poo, mm-mm, I think I'm going to dig through that poo.
Mm-mm.
I think so. You're not digging through poo for money?
Mm-mm. It'd just be a lost cause for me.
All right.
Okay.
So.
You say that, but if you were in a scenario.
That's true. I mean.
You say that, but let's find some poop and put some stuff in it and see if you're going to sift through it.
I just know how difficult money is to come by.
I don't love money enough that I'd care to do that.
It's not a love of money, but like if you need that money for something.
Well, obviously they didn't need it too much if they had $4,000 in cash laying around for the dog to get.
I don't remember why they had the money out. I think they said it, and I didn't read it in the article. But.
And I can't tell you how many times you've lost money just in general.
Yeah, we've talked about that
before. You know, so I mean, I wouldn't sift through poop to find money.
But. Okay. All right, here's another one. On New Year's Day, now you and I actually, we stayed up. We didn't think we didn't know if we'd make it, but we did make it. We watched the ball drop.
Well, staying up as we're laying in the bed.
But then I think we ended up watching TV afterwards because we weren't tired.
Well, both the girls come in there. It was kind of a moment. We don't have many moments.
Yeah, it was nice. The girls were in there. And
we were talking while the ball dropped.
Yeah.
Then they dispersed. And
then we were left to watch TV.
Just for a few minutes before we went to bed.
But did you know that the ball is not the only thing that drops? Now, in Georgia, they do a peach.
Yeah.
I guess they still do that. Do they still do that? And I know in other areas, they do different things. I want to just mention a couple of the other things. A duck. So here's the headline. Beyond the ball drop. A pickle, pine cones, and a moon pie marked the new year.
Okay.
So, I don't know where these things happen at, but if you wanted to see a pickle drop or a moon pie drop, those could be new year goals for you. If you wanted to do something a little bit different.
Yeah.
All right, here's another one. And I thought that this would be important because you and I like Dunkin' Donuts so much.
Uh-huh.
Here's the article. Florida man sues Dunkin' Donuts over an injury following toilet explosion. So my thing is, did he explode the toilet or did the toilet explode on him?
While he's in Dunkin'. I don't know. Sometimes coffee can mess your stomach up, but that's a big explosion.
You would think, you know, Dunkin' Donuts seems like an odd place for this to happen. Maybe Taco Bell is more likely. I'm thinking the article is not about the man causing an explosion, but it seems like there was something wrong with the toilet is what I would guess. Or else, why would he be upset that he blew up the toilet? Quote, unquote.
Well, that's just my thought on it. That was my take on it.
Okay.
I don't quite know what happened.
Yeah, me neither. But I want to know more, to be honest.
You have to go read it.
Yeah. Well, I have to follow that up with that later on. Okay, last one. Last news, weird story that I've got for the new year. Oh, no. What happened to this one? It moved. Oh, no. I lost it. Anyway, well, I can't find it. Well, there's an article. This happened on the 31st. Somebody found an old lottery ticket while cleaning their house and won $110,000. So there's that. But that's not 2024 news, so to speak.
Okay.
So anyway, we're into 2024. Weird stuff is happening. Decluttering is happening. Why don't you wow us? Why don't you give us some motivation to handle all of these things that we've got going on in 2024 so far?
All right, folks, let's get ready for a wow. Get your coffee out, sip on it while the wow's being read.
Oh, okay. Do we need to do some music or something?
Tina time.
Tina time
with the wow.
Let me just exit from the podcast. Bring it away, Tina.
Wow. In Romans chapter 15, verse 13, it says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. In Romans 15, 13. I thought that was a good scripture for the week. That you'll be filled complete with joy and peace because we trust in Him. So as we start Monday in the morning, as you're on your way to work or whatever, I pray that y'all find a source of hope.
Okay.
With joy and peace.
Okay. All right.
Because we trust in Him. So, I don't really elaborate on things. I just thought it was a good scripture for whoever's out there listening to it today. Do you want to elaborate on it?
Very good. No, I thought you did a great job. With joy and peace and hope.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Thank you.
All right. Well, guys, that's it. That's it for today. We don't have any more podcasts for you, but we appreciate you guys jumping in, hanging out with us a little bit in this second episode, 2024. We're so thankful for you hanging out. Make sure that you follow us and connect with us. If you haven't done so already, whatever platform you're listening on, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, maybe you're even watching us on Spotify. Hey, Colleen today told me that she figured out how to watch us on Spotify.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so she's been listening to the, watching us. She's been listening, but then she figured out how to watch us. So if you want to do that, just go to that little tab at the bottom of Spotify, click it, pull up our face, and you see us now. Hi, greetings and salutations. You can also connect with us on the Lots About Something Instagram page and TikTok.
TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok. We've been posting some TikTok clips.
How's that going?
It's going okay. I mean, you know, we don't have a ton of followers, but we do have people that are following the page, which I think it's cool.
I've thought people you got to have people follow the page in order to watch TikTok, because
not necessarily.
I don't have TikTok, but I see people's TikTok.
What happens is they will follow the page so that they can go to their like friends thing and it'll show. So that means they were interested enough to want to get more information or content from us. That's basically what that means.
You can continue. I want to look at my fantasy football.
Oh, your fan. Oh, okay. I was closing it down, but you're going to update everybody on this last-minute fantasy football thing.
When is it over?
It's over. It'll be over tomorrow, the championship.
Oh, no.
You losing?
I have one more to play.
Okay.
Jessica has no more to play.
Okay. So right now, Jessica's got no more to play. Mm-hmm. She has 188 points. You have one more to play and have 167 points. You're projected to be at 187 points. Let's go here. And so it's, I mean, it's right down the middle. Who do you have left to play? You've got your quarterback. So if your quarterback really, really plays good, you could win this, and then this would be, this is the championship game.
I would win or
and
lose.
And you would, this is going to be a first or second place deal right here.
So after tonight.
It's over.
Either I'm going to send Jessica a GG, or she's going to send me a GG's.
Yep, pretty much. It'll be settled tonight.
Oh, and that'll be it?
That'll be it. Buffalo's going to be playing Miami at 8:20. You going to be up watching that game?
I am curious to know. I may send her GG's tonight. I may just have to send her GG's. Man. I don't even know if she's paying attention
to
it.
Do we need to we'll have to chat GPT some more smack talk.
You know, I don't even know. I don't even know if she's still paying attention or even knows that she's in it to fight this final thing.
Yeah. But you're right here.
But when she listens tomorrow, she's going to either know whether she won it or lost it for sure. So. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Anyway, it's time to go.
But I guess we'll give an update next week.
Yeah.
Fantasy football championship. Yeah. See how it all turns out. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right.
Well, guys, thank you so much for checking out the podcast. We love you. And until next time.
See ya.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a great one.